While Jackie appeared to have no moral compass, Dana Rose did. Jackie was the only mother that Dana Rose ever knew, or at least the only mother she remembered. The child grew up with abuse, yet she herself was kind. And in all the chaos, she figured out that the world she lived in was not right. She sensed that there could be a better life for her. Dana Rose remembers a moment when she thought she was going to be rescued. Jackie had taken her to a doctor, and it turned out that the little girl had a sexually transmitted infection. Dana Rose overheard the grown-ups talking about it and hoped that now someone was going to realize what was going on and help her. But Jackie took her aside and whispered, "Tell them we take baths together." Dana Rose did as she was told, and the doctor believed the lie. He bought the story that the child had contracted the infection from the shared baths with her mother. Sometimes Dana Rose wondered what would happen if she told someone what was happening to her, but she was afraid to defy Jackie. Dana Rose was exploited by Bernard Oldham for years. She was 10 when someone finally came to her rescue. Bob Regenball had never considered a career in law enforcement until he happened to run into an acquaintance who was a Yakima sheriff. It was 1967, and he was 25 years old. Bob was looking for work, and when the sheriff suggested he go down to the station and fill out an application, he figured he had nothing to lose. Bob was surprised when he got a call from the sheriff's office. There was an opening, and he could have the job if he could start that night at midnight. Bob showed up at the Yakima County Sheriff's Office at midnight, and that was the beginning of a career in law enforcement that would last 29 years. He began as a deputy sheriff and also served as the jailer. After 2 years, he was sent out on patrol. When he was young, Bob also worked in the narcotics division for a while. When he let his hair grow, it was easy for him to blend in and bust drug dealers. Bob loved his work in law enforcement, though the darkest part of his career was the year he spent working sex crimes, beginning in 1984. "It's very difficult to work sex crimes, especially kid-related," he confides.